Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee have voted overwhelmingly to join the United Auto Workers. About 73% of workers voted in favor, giving the UAW something it's tried and failed to do for decades, organize at an auto factory in the South. Steve Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports that the UAW hopes this is just the start for recruiting more workers in the region.
Pro-union workers gathered at a local union hall last night as results came in. From the very start of voting, they grabbed and held on to a wide lead. And when a majority vote in favor of joining the UAW was confirmed, supporters cheered. Assembly worker Annie Standifer says the vote for the union was not a vote against Volkswagen.
We love the company we work for. We love the product we make. We want our workplace to be the number one workplace in the world.
Next up for the UAW, a Mercedes plant in Vance, Alabama. Workers at that plant will vote on unionizing next month. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Basaha in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
A man set himself on fire Friday afternoon in New York near the courthouse where jurors were being chosen for the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. NPR's Jasmine Garst has more.
New York City officials say at around 1:30 p.m., Maxwell Azzarello walked into the center of the park directly opposite from the Lower Manhattan courthouse and threw leaflets with anti-government conspiracy theories. He then doused himself with cleaning liquid and lit himself on fire. The park is open to the public, but because of the high-profile nature of the jury selection, there is heavy security in the area. Several civilians and police officers rushed to extinguish the flames. The New York Fire Department says Azzarello is 37 years old and originally from St. Augustine, Florida. They say, unbeknownst to his family, Azzarello arrived in New York earlier this week. He is in critical condition. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
A vote on a $95 billion national security aid bill that provides money to Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies is expected to take place on Saturday in the House of Representatives. Some far-right members have fought the bill because they want money going to Ukraine to be tied to border security, but a number of Democrats voted with the Republicans yesterday to help the bill over a major procedural hurdle. Israel and Iran appear to be reducing tensions following an Israeli airstrike in Iran late Thursday night. The strike followed Iran's bombardment of Israel last weekend. Even the Iran-backed group Hezbollah is now calling for calm this weekend. ABC News spoke Friday with a Hezbollah member of Lebanon's parliament. Ibrahim Moussaoui says it's important to reduce stresses in the region right now.
All the engaged parties, they are not in favor of any comprehensive or regional war. We all know that.
You're listening to NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Homes.com. You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, local amenities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.